were sitting by my side. I turned up the radio, cruised down old Route 59. Girl, it's solid gold. Well, I'll let you go. I just wanted you to know. Divine. I heard your life has turned out well. As for mine, you know it's really hard to tell. 'Cause now and then, what might have been interferes with what might be. And I just wanted you to know, sometimes driving home at night, I let your memory take control, and you're sitting by my side. I turn up the radio and cruise down old Route 59. Girl, it's solid gold. Well, I'll let you go. I just wanted you to know. Please don't cry, I'll say goodbye, and I won't call you anymore. But I just wanted you to know, sometimes driving home at night, I let your memory take control, and you're sitting by my side. I turn up the radio, cruise down old Route 59. Girl, it's solid gold. Well, I'll let you go. I just wanted you to know.
Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, Downsville, Pepin. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
This is a special report from ABC News. Biden drops out. I'm Richard Cantu. While President Biden, shortly after ending his re-election bid, endorsed Vice President Harris, the Democrats say there'll be an open, fair, and orderly framework for selecting a new nominee. The vice president's still waiting to hear from some big Democratic names.
The delegates have to vote for her. As we pointed out, she doesn't have a single pledged delegate. So I think that Pelosi and Obama are really playing the role as party leaders and ultimately will be entirely and very enthusiastically on board with Kamala Harris.
ABC's Jonathan Carl. It means the Republicans are going to have to change targets.
The Trump team is going to have to very quickly take the money and pivot to attack Kamala Harris. I can tell you from my sources, MAGA Inc., that is a super PAC aligned with Donald Trump, they've already taken a $5 million ad buy for next week.
ABC's John Santucci. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Summer is heating up, just like the deals at Omaha Steaks. From perfectly aged steaks to juicy burgers, Omaha Steaks is your summer grilling headquarters. Shop the hotter-than-fire sale at omahasteaks.com for exclusive, unconditional money-back guaranteed packages starting at $99. Plus, get an extra $10 off with promo code QUALITY at checkout. Visit omahasteaks.com, code QUALITY, for an extra $10 off. Shop the hotter-than-fire sale today before these deals go up in smoke.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher. Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange Friday, double-digit losses in the milk markets. August milk down 24 to 1993. September down 21 to 2057. October and November both down 20. October at 2072. November 2016. Cheese markets were steady. Barrels at 191 and a quarter. 40-pound blocks at 186 and a half. No sales on the day. Cash butter down 3 to 307 and a half. 20 trades on the day. Grading on fed dry milk up 3/4 to 119 and 3/4, no trades. Dry whey up 3/4 to 51 and 3/4, no trades on the day. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets, live cattle markets were higher in the nearby month ahead of the cattle on feed report, as there was some short covering in the nearbys. Feeder cattle, though, mostly lower, even though demand for feeder cattle remains strong. It was all about positioning ahead of that cattle on feed report. Hog markets mostly higher as the market continues to see some better pork demand and also some higher pork cutout values. August live cattle up 85 cents to 183.10. August feeder cattle down 62 cents to 255.60. August hogs up 20 cents to 91.57. Corn markets were flat, soybeans mostly lower, as weather looks to continue to support crop development, at least in the short term here in the U.S. Meanwhile, wheat markets mostly higher, as there is continued concerns about the wheat crop in Europe and in the Black Sea region, and with U.S. wheat prices being competitive on the world market, that helped to support U.S. prices. September corn down 3/4 to 390 and a half. New crop down 1/4 to 404 and 3/4. August beans down 1 1/4 to 1097 and 1/4. New crop down 7 to 1036. September wheat in Chicago up 7 1/2 to 542 and 3/4. Minneapolis wheat September up 9 1/4 to 609 and 3/4. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash corn $3.39, August and September $3.39, new crop $3.50. Cash and August beans $10.37, new crop $9.56. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn $3.75.5, August $3.70.5, September $3.65.5, new crop $3.59.75. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn $3.77, August $3.71, new crop $3.60. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn $3.47, new crop $3.49. Cash beans $10.48, new crop $9.61. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn $3.58, new crop $3.55. Cash beans $10.40, new crop $9.51. Red Wing Grains, cash corn $3.72, August $3.74, September $3.63, new crop $3.59, cash beans $10.72, August $10.67, September $9.91, new crop $9.77. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn $3.44, new crop $3.51, cash beans $10.52, new crop $9.64. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 178 to 203, Holstein fed cattle 160 to 183, market cows 116 to 139, bulls 138 to 172, calves 400 to 990, beef steers 175 to 286, Holstein steers 120 to 254. Sheep markets, market lambs 190 and down, light lambs 200 and down, ewes 105 and down, rams 95 and down, goat markets, does 140 and down, bucks 125 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
and helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compure Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges, and our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compure.com. Compure Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Feeling congested? At Navage, we know life is better when you can breathe freely. Congestion shouldn't ruin your summer. That's why people just like you turn to Navage, a revolutionary and easy way to help clear nasal passages. Using gentle suction, Navage removes allergens, dust, and mucus in just 30 seconds. It's fast, gentle, and incredibly effective. Try Navage and get on your way to a better day. Get Navage at Walmart, Walgreens, Sam's Club, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, or online at Navage.com. Navage. Breathe better, fast.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Scattered thunderstorms are possible this afternoon, tonight, and again tomorrow, mainly in the morning. Otherwise, it'll be partly cloudy today, 81. Tonight, 64. Tomorrow, clearing in the afternoon with a high of 82. Do you need help with back taxes? Call 800-281-8193. That's Tax Solutions Now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 64.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
About you, saying drink this beer and you'll be mine. I think about you when an actress on the movie screen plays Lolita in some old man's dream. It doesn't matter who she is, I think about you. See a pretty woman walking down the street, I think about you. Men look her up and down like she's some kind of tree. Oh, I think about you. She wouldn't dare talk to a stranger, always has to be aware of the danger. Doesn't matter who she is, I think about you. Say it's never gonna change, I think about you. Like it's some kind of joke, some kind of game. Girl, I think about you. When I see a woman on the news who didn't ask to be abandoned or abused, it doesn't matter who she is, I think about you. 8 years old,
that every woman used to be somebody. sale downtown yesterday. Work got around, no money down, take years and years to pay. When I got there, the lot was bare, but the salesman said, hold on. For a little cash, I got a two-tone hatch out behind my barn. If the devil danced in empty pockets, he'd have a ball in mine. With a 9-foot grand, a 10-piece band, and a 12-girl chorus line, I'd raise some loot in a 3-piece suit, give him one dance for a dime. If the devil danced in empty pockets, he'd have a ball in mine. Well, he said, friend, it ain't the end, let's see what I can do. If you own a home, I've got a loan tailor-made for you. Then above the racket, a voice in my jacket said, I'll tote the note. The devil made me do it, talked me into it, and that was all she wrote. If the devil danced in empty pockets, he'd have a ball in mine. With a 9-foot grand, a 10-piece band, and a 12-girl chorus line, I'd raise some loot in a 3-piece suit, give him one dance for a dime. If the devil danced in empty pockets, he'd have a ball in mine. They say debt is a bottomless pit where the devil likes to play. I'd sell my soul to get out of this hole, but there'd be hell to pay. Danced in empty pockets, he'd have a ball in mine. With a 9-foot grand, a 10-piece band, and a 12-girl chorus line, I'd raise some loot in a 3-piece suit, give him one dance for a dime. If the devil danced in empty pockets, he'd have a ball in mine.
Visit and support all our sponsors and tell them thank you for advertising and supporting local radio with Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
There goes my heart.
Doesn't want to let you.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Fog across the region this morning. Temperatures in the low 60s. Dense fog advisories are in effect, so please travel with some extra caution this morning because of that fog. Looks like we're going to have some active weather here, at least to start the first part of the week. We'll have our ag weather forecast here coming up next hour. And then next hour, we'll also have our newsmaker segment as well. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America Next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Roots. We plant them. We feed them. They are the foundation. This is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
In this season of independence, we salute all those families preparing for the local county fair. To the kids sweating in the barn and all those parents standing ringside, let us help get those animals' diets just right and ready for show day. So grab that blue ribbon and plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. There are winners and losers in the proposed changes to the federal milk market order system. We'll tell you more coming up.
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Don't miss Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, held August 13th through the 15th, hosted in Chippewa County at Close Farms and the Country Fest Grounds. This popular annual event showcases the latest advancements in farming technology. Farm Tech Days offers hands-on experiences, educational opportunities, and access to cutting-edge equipment and solutions in the farm industry. We hope you can join us for 3 days of exhibits, family fun, and food trucks, August 13th through the 15th. Advance tickets can be purchased at wifarmtechdays.com.
The initial recommendations for federal milk market order reform were released July 1st. Erica Medke, Vice President of Insights at Ever.ag, says there are 6 proposed changes, but nothing is set in stone just yet. There are some potential opportunities for dairy producers.
In this economic game here, USDA does have a bias. So the dairy producers, I would say, have a home field advantage. And so there really are some opportunities for dairy producers fundamentally to enhance their revenue. That is what a lot of this proposal is about, is to get more money in the hands of dairy producers. I think that ESL category, it is one of the few growth spots in that class one fluid milk space. So to be able to give them the ability to know what their price is in advance, especially because they can produce product, it can stay on a store shelf for a long period of time. Within the hearing testimony, many of the ESL manufacturers commented of how important it was to their customers that they have a fixed price and be able to have price certainty. So USDA did provide that type of structure in their regulated pricing.
She says there are winners and losers in the proposed changes.
I think another opportunity here is especially for cooperative owned fluid bottlers. So again, if you look at the field of play, there were winners and there are losers in this spectrum here. And so I would say one of the winners is dairy producers. And in particular, if a dairy cooperative owns a fluid bottling plant, this retains all of the ability to reblend and to manage pricing in a class one fluid space.
It is expected that dairy farmers will have a chance to vote on all of the proposed changes to the federal milk market order system coming up sometime this fall. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins. Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Let's face it, nothing makes you look older than you really are than thinning hair. But what if you could not only increase your hair count, but promote new hair growth without surgery, without drugs with potential side effects, and without a prescription from your doctor? Well, now you can, thanks to a breakthrough new supplement called Hair Grow, provided by New Nordic, the number one supplier of dietary supplements in Europe. Hair Grow is now available in the U.S. Only Hair Grow contains Tokogaya, a powerful antioxidant that has received a U.S. patent. Multiple clinical studies show Hair Grow is safe and effective in promoting new hair growth. In one study, 95% of the patients using Hair Grow saw increased hair count. Don't lose more time and more hair. Try Hair Grow today to feel and look your best. Available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, and NewNordicUSA.com, or in stores at your local CVS. Look younger and feel more confident with Hair Grow by New Nordic at NewNordicUSA.com or in stores at your local CVS.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Scattered thunderstorms are possible this afternoon, tonight, and again tomorrow, mainly in the morning. Otherwise, it'll be partly cloudy today, 81. Tonight, 64. Tomorrow, clearing in the afternoon with a high of 82. Do you need help with back taxes? Call 800-281-8193. That's Tax Solutions Now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 64.
Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
I don't wanna jump the gun. I really wanna say those three little words, but I'm gonna bite my tongue. Yeah, I'm just gonna lay on back, leave it on cruise control. I'm gonna hold it all inside till the right time comes down the road. I got a feeling, my head's reeling, my heart is screaming. I'm about to bust loose, bottled up emotion. It's more than a notion, it starts with an I and ends with a you. I got a feeling, are you feeling it too? I guess I've all but said it now. So much for hoping you'd go first. Don't leave me hanging out here on the line. Baby, it's your turn. Say you couldn't sleep last night. Swore that you could feel me breathe. Had you wanting me there by your side. Yeah, baby, I know what you mean. I got a feeling, my head's a-reeling, my heart is screaming. I'm about to bust loose, bottled up emotion. It's more than a notion, it starts with an I, it ends with a you. I got a feeling, you're feeling it too.
In the dress he bought her, she wouldn't care if he walked in and caught her. She's come to dance a dance or two and do no telling what by the time the night is through. She found out the hard way about him. She's out to find out how she'll do without him. Her hands
Her heart's pounding by the way she's drinking. His memory's drowning. She's not the cheating kind. She's been cheated one too many times. Oh, she's never fooled around. He's still. And every head turns, you can see how hot her fire burns. He didn't know what a good thing he had. Well, it's too late. That's too bad, 'cause she's not the cheating kind. She's been cheated one too many times.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Monday morning, temperatures low 60s. We do have some fog in the region as well, as we have a dense fog advisory in effect this morning. So please, if you're doing some traveling, drive with extra caution this morning. Dunn County Farm Bureau will be holding their poultry pie and policy meeting. That's for District 9 coming up on August 1st. This is going to be at the Ridgeland Area Community Center. They will be discussing some of the policies and voting on those policies as well. Plus, there's also going to be a visit to Pine Creek Processing. That is a poultry processing facility, and the members and those attending will have a chance to talk with the owners about their operation. That processing tour begins at 5 o'clock. Again, it's the Farm Bureau District 9 Poultry Pie and Policy meeting coming up on August 1st, starting at 5 o'clock. They'll be meeting at the Ridgeland Area Community Center. On the way, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. As highly pathogenic avian influenza spreads in both dairy herds and poultry flocks, researchers are hoping to pinpoint why cattle appear to be susceptible. Iowa State University scientists published their findings last week. I'll have more when we return. Late spring rainfall across the southeast delayed this season's peanut crop, and Nutrien Ag Solutions crop consultant Eric Lee has been watching Georgia fields closely. I asked him how his producers can maximize productivity in a year like this one.
Yeah, just staying on schedule with fungicide sprays. Whenever we get these late afternoon showers, we'll get a hot and wet effect. And so we're starting to see a lot of our molds start to take place in some of our peanuts. And also being able to push that crop along, we use a lot of Radiate with Quick Ultra Ultra with Awaken in our peanut acres. Both are excellent products.
Eric, let's take a step back, look out to the future. In 2025, are there any products that you're excited about coming into the market?
This peanut field that I'm standing in currently is actually a Dyna-Gro peanut. It will be the first Dyna-Gro peanut that Dyna-Gro has brought to the market. And this is actually a seed production field. So we're looking forward to the future, and hopefully we can bring a product to the field that growers are able to use and capitalize or profit as much as possible.
You can learn more at NutrientAgSolutions.com.
HPAI, or highly pathogenic avian influenza, which has been spreading in the poultry industry for 2.5 years, is now a growing concern in the dairy sector, prompting fresh research into how the virus impacts cattle. A new study by researchers at Iowa State University's College of Veterinary Medicine has revealed why highly pathogenic avian influenza is being detected in raw milk from infected dairy herds. Their findings show that the virus is able to bond with the sialic acid inside the bovine mammary glands, and that acid acts as a receptor. Before this outbreak, little was known about sialic acid levels in cattle mammary glands, and Dr. Eric Burrow, professor of production animal medicine at Iowa State, said that historically, researchers spent time searching for bacteria in milk, not viruses. Dr. Todd Bell, a professor of veterinary pathology, said several questions remain about how the virus spreads, saying, quote, "We need to stop the transmission, and one way to do that is through milking machines. We're not sure that's involved with how it's spreading, but it's one of the hypotheses." The study has significant implications for the dairy industry. Dr. Bell described the research as important to understanding how influenza affects dairy cattle, which will then help the industry better prepare an effective biosecurity response. However, the authors cautioned that the research underscores the need for continuous monitoring and improved safety protocols on farms. While HPAI is often fatal for domesticated poultry, it isn't deadly in cattle. The cows have a brief period of flu-like symptoms with a corresponding massive decline in milk production, but the animals generally recover in 7 to 10 days. The research, published in the July edition of the Emerging Infectious Diseases Journal, highlights the importance of collaboration in tackling public health threats. 14 professors from different collegiate departments participated in the data analysis. I'll have more after this.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
Don't miss Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, held August 13th through the 15th. Hosted in Chippewa County at Close Farms and the Country Fest Grounds, this popular annual event showcases the latest advancements in farming technology. Farm Tech Days offers hands-on experiences, educational opportunities, and access to cutting-edge equipment and solutions in the farm industry. We hope you can join us for 3 days of exhibits, family fun, and food trucks August 13th through the 15th. Advance tickets can be purchased at wifarmtechdays.com.
Iowa State University researchers recently published the first look at how HPAI may be spreading in America's dairy herd and why it's showing up in raw milk samples. The scientists also reiterated that the pasteurization process neutralizes the virus, and all commercially sold milk in the United States is pasteurized. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
I want to learn how to cook, but I keep ordering takeout.
Accomplishing goals is hard, but when your goal is to learn a new language, Babbel makes it easy. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel will help you start having conversations in as little as 3 weeks. Words and phrases you'll actually use. So when someone asks,
"How's your French going?"
you can say,
"Babbel facilite grandement l'apprentissage d'une nouvelle langue."
Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
I'm at the movies, asking people if they'll switch seats with me for $574.
Here, take mine.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
Too much work.
Not if you call them. They handle the switching.
Now that's a plot twist.
Shh. Check Allstate first, and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM, 1073 FM.
This is a long night, 'cause I've never felt one so right. Each look into your eyes I'm falling a little more and more. Looks like we started us a fire, wrapped up in flames of desire, with every touch they're burning higher. Two shadows dancing on the wall, with nothing on but the radio. Feel the music playing soft and slow. You and me and the lights down low, with nothing on but the radio. Asleep here in the moonlight, entangled sheets will be here all night. And when we wake up in the morning, we might stay like this all day. Two people meant to be together, two lovers dreaming of forever, and it just keeps on getting better. Tender little kiss, nothing on but the radio. Feel the music playing soft and slow. You and me and the lights down low, with nothing on but the radio.
Coming over tonight.
my cowboy boots. Coming over tonight.
Get the latest outdoor news with the WRDN Outdoor Report weekdays 8:20 and 4:20 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
I hope the days come easy and the moments pass slow, and each road leads you where you wanna go. And if you're faced with a choice and you have to choose, I hope you choose the one that means the most to you. And if one door opens to another door closed, I hope you keep on walking till you find the window. If it's cold outside, show the world the warmth of your smile. But more than anything, more than anything, my wish for you is that this life becomes all that you wanted to. Your dreams stay big, your worries stay small. You never need to carry more than you can hold. And while you're out there getting where you're getting to, I hope you know somebody loves you and wants the same thing. But you never forget all the ones who love you in the place you left. I hope you always forgive and you never regret, and you help somebody every chance you get. Oh, you find God's grace in every mistake, and always give more than you take. But more than anything, yeah, more than anything, my wish for you is that this life becomes all that you wanted to. Your dreams stay big, your worries stay small. You never need to carry more than you can hold. And while you're out there getting where you're getting to, I hope you know somebody loves you and wants the same things too. Yeah, this is my wish. Yeah. My wish for you is that this life becomes all.
with news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture has announced and certified two nominees who are eligible to be elected to the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. Candidates were nominated during the period that ended May 31st. The election opened July 10th, and soybean growers have until August 15th to vote. Now, in District 2, which includes Eau Claire, Buffalo, Dunn, Eau Claire, Jackson, Pepin, Pierce, Polk, St. Croix, and Trempealeau counties, Justin Bauer was nominated. And in District 6, which includes Jefferson, Kenosha, Manitowoc, Milwaukee, Racine, Sheboygan, Walworth, Washington, and Waukesha counties, Steve Wilkins of Random Lake was nominated and certified. Nominees are now on the ballot, and the Department of Ag mailed ballots to eligible soybean growers the week of July 8th. Again, you have until August 15th to return those ballots. Meanwhile, six nominees are eligible for two seats on the Wisconsin Cranberry Marketing Board. They are David J. Bartling of Manitowish Waters, Rihanna Beck of Warrens, Asia Bennett of Wisconsin Rapids, Nathan Gryleski of Toma, Nicole Hansen of Nisida, and Sean O'Brien of Manitowish Waters. Again, cranberry growers have until August 15th to return their ballots. If you have any questions, you are to contact the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture. The Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation, along with the Wisconsin Towns Association, Wisconsin Electric Cooperative Association, and the Welch Group have announced the formation of the Rural Policy Initiative. The Rural Policy Initiative is a nonprofit, nonpartisan coalition of agricultural and rural organizations dedicated to research and development of policies promoting general prosperity for Wisconsin's rural communities. RPI envisions a thriving and resilient rural Wisconsin where communities are empowered, resources are fairly distributed, and continued growth is achieved. The mission is to develop, promote, and implement strategic policies capitalizing on the unique characteristics of rural areas while addressing key issues such as infrastructure, healthcare, workforce education, and economic development. Farmers are on track to harvest some of their biggest corn and soybean crops ever, the Federal Reserve's Beige Book says. The ongoing decline in commodity prices is putting farm income in questionable territory. Regional Fed banks in Chicago and Minneapolis say the farm income outlook has weakened in recent months. Agriculture conditions in the Kansas City Fed District says farmers face headwinds from weak crop prices. The 6th District of Atlanta said agricultural conditions have improved slightly in recent weeks as cattle and poultry sales remain strong. Farmers in Chicago's 7th District has been slow to sell crops from storage and were holding back selling ahead of the fall harvest because of low prices. The 8th District of St. Louis reported soil conditions have improved relative to the drought conditions during the last growing season, while crop conditions in the 11th District around Dallas broadly improved in most areas. Fertilizer prices remain high despite agriculture being past the high-demand spring season. Josh Linville of StoneX told AgWeb.com that multiple global factors are the reason prices have stayed high. Lower European production is the first reason, as skyrocketing natural gas prices have cut EU production by 25%. Brazil's another reason, as high costs have led to a decrease in many of that country's production plants. China's restriction on fertilizer exports means the government figured out they can make sure there's enough for their own people and reduce the domestic price. Restrictions are also coming out of Egypt due to heat and people trying to cool their homes as a result, so natural gas supplies are getting tight. In addition to an export shortage from other countries, the U.S. has restricted imports from Morocco, Russia, and China, which Linville says are a big part of the marketplace. A coalition of agriculture spray drone distributors is banding together to form a grassroots industry group. The move comes in response to proposed legislation aimed at banning drones manufactured by Chinese companies. The coalition consists of AgriSpray Drones, Bestway Ag, Drone Nerds, HSE-UAV, Pegasus Robotics, and Rancitso, and intends to represent, protect, and advocate for the interests of the agriculture industry in the use of spray drone technology. Recent legislative proposals, like H.R. 2864, which passed the House, seek to ban drones manufactured by Chinese companies due to security concerns. With News of Agriculture, I'm Brian Winnikins. Be listening for news and issues affecting rural America with Jesse Allen and AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
At Security Financial Bank, we believe in your business. Get a free, no-obligation deposit account analysis to see where your business could be saving more money. We'll compare your current rates, fees, and credits against SFB and point you to your best option, whether it's SFB or not. Put your money to work with Security Financial Bank. Start your analysis at sfbank.com or stop by a branch today. Member FDIC.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Scattered thunderstorms are possible this afternoon, tonight, and again tomorrow, mainly in the morning. Otherwise, it'll be partly cloudy today, 81. Tonight, 64. Tomorrow, clearing in the afternoon with a high of 82. Do you need help with back taxes? Call 800-281-8193. That's Tax Solutions Now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Same old job, tired of fighting.